there, all you hip cats and cool kittens, guys and gals, disciples of cool, whatever you may be and wherever you may be. This is John Pica, also known as Big Daddy Cool, coming right at you with a new episode of the Theatrical Magic Podcast. Just want to touch base with you guys, let you know about some cool things that are happening. This is going to be a real short podcast today, just to bring you up to speed. In just a couple of weeks, we're going to be going to a regular schedule, Wednesday nights, broadcasting live here on the Theatrical Magic Podcast. And joining me at that time will be my brand new co-host, Ray Magic Adams. Really excited about Ray coming on board. He's a fantastic theatrical magician based in Lexington, Kentucky, a student at University of Kentucky, UK, Lexington. He'll be competing at IBM in Nashville this year in the close-up competition, and I'm looking for him to do extremely well. He probably has as good a chance of winning the Gold Cups as anyone I've seen in recent years. So you'll want to check out Ray Magic Adams. He'll be joining us here next week. Also want to give a shout-out to my friends Jason and Jimmy Mack over at theforcecast.net. If you're into Star Wars, if you're a Star Wars fan like I am, Star Wars changed my life and made me, really, that's the movie that made me want to do what I do. It's responsible for shaping me. Check out their podcast here on iTunes at The Force Cast. And as a special way of helping them out, if you like audiobooks like I do, check out audiblepodcast.com/TFN. audiblepodcast.com/TFN. You can download a free audiobook and check that out. Compliments of our friends at theforcecast.net. So thanks, guys. Thanks, Jimmy and Jason. And check out their podcast. It's probably one of my top five. Also, check out another podcast by my friend Dodd Vickers, magicnewswire.com. If you want the latest on magic news and happenings around the web, check that out, magicnewswire.com, and his podcast, Magic Newswire. You can get that on iTunes as well. Or you can link up to the Magic Newswire through magictalk.com. That's the big news this podcast is that Brian Dean and I and Ron Jackson have relaunched the classic magictalk.com website. It's all new with all new bells and whistles, chat room, shout box, and this time around, unlike any other magic board on the net, not only can you post your questions, your discussion topics, and interact with other magicians, you can now post audio and video. So go ahead and check out magictalk.com. Well, that's our news for around the web. I want to let our listeners know, and any of my fans out there know, that a couple of performances coming up here in June. Most immediately, I am hosting a parody of Saturday Night Live at Bear Hollow Resort in Mount Eagle, Tennessee. If you are in Middle Tennessee, June 12th through June 27th on a Friday or Saturday night, come out and check out Saturday Night Live. It's going to be a great show. I'm hosting, performing my stand-up magic act as Big Daddy Cool. So that's pretty cool. But the cast is amazing. Dwayne Strickland, Wendy Cusmall Keeling, and CJ Christopher James are just an amazing cast, and joining them is Chris Rippey and some other local performers from around the Mount Eagle, Sewanee area. So check it out, Bear Hollow Dinner Theater. You can actually order tickets to Saturday Night Live on my website, BigDaddyCoolMagic.com. So go there, check that out, www.BigDaddyCoolMagic.com, and that would be great. Also, at BigDaddyCoolMagic.com, just put a plug out there for my books, Theatrical Magic, and How to Produce Your Own Theater Show. And that's where the thrust of today's podcast is going to come from. I got an email from a young man who's wanting to produce his own theater show and had some questions about managing cost. In particular, he has a big show and wanted to kind of know my take on hiring a tech crew. And the fact of the matter is, I never leave the tech crew or tech responsibilities up to the host venue. A lot of venues are going to try and get you to use their on-site tech people, their stage managers and whatnot. And in some cases, you have to pay them to be there, and that's fine. But you never want to leave your show up to somebody else. So even if you have and have to have a tech crew of 4 to 5 people, make the investment into hiring quality stagehands, quality assistants. Don't leave it to chance that the theater is going to have staff there that you can come in and train in a day and put a quality show. Yes, there are all kinds of things that you could do to help them. You can create a very detailed, idiot-proof cue sheet. But the fact of the matter is, there is no substitute for real quality team members on your team. Your show will be better, and your performances will be better, and your audiences will appreciate the difference, even if they don't know what the difference was. It is well worth the investment. Now, to help that tech crew, one of the questions asked was, well, how, you know, can I put tape on the stage to help mark where the props go? Absolutely. That's how it's done in real theater. You can use white masking tape, blue masking tape, or if you go to a theatrical supply store, someplace that specializes in theater production or event production, you can buy glow tape. And this is tape that when the lights go out, it's going to glow on stage. You can write on it with a Sharpie so that you can write the name of the prop that goes there. You can do that with white and blue masking tape as well. But the cool thing about the glow tape is it's easier to see in the dark. And that Sharpie marker is going to be very visible against the back of the luminescent tape. So that's a great way to handle that. But bottom line, don't leave it up to somebody else. Don't leave your tech requirements up to chance. Take the time, spend the money, get a quality tech crew, and you'll be very glad you did it. Well, listen, this is a short podcast. That's really all I wanted to cover. More than anything, guys, check out my performance at Saturday Night Live, the parody at Bear Hollow. You can go to www.bigdaddycoolmagic.com for details and to order tickets. And hope to see you there if you're in the area June 12th through the 27th. Next episode, Ray will be joining us, and we'll be talking about the upcoming performances of Music City Magic during IBM Week in Nashville. Until then, swing hard, swing often. I'll catch you on the flip side.